Did you hear about the plot to overthrow Christmas? Well, gather you now from Maine to the Isthmus of Panama and listen to the story of the utter inglory of some gory goings-on in hell. Now, it happened in Hades, ladies and gentlemen. It happened down there that the fiends held a meeting. The fiends held a meeting for the purpose of defeating Christmas. With the aid of a fade on the radio, we'll take you there with a high and a hey-de-ho to hear firsthand the brewing of a plot down in the deepest Stygian grot.
Grot is a poetical term for grotto. Whenever you hear my voce sotto, or sotto voce, whichever you prefer, it's just I taking pains to make quite sure that nobody makes a poetical allusion, which might in any way create confusion. I return you now to the voice you were hearing before I had to do this interfering.
In this Stygian grot, the notables of Limbo hatched a plot, and what went on in this sulfurous hole will soon pick up by remote control. Of course, such a pick-up is not made prickly. As a matter of fact, it's rather trickly. You mustn't mind if it sounds erratic. That's merely intraterrestrial static. Don't be surprised if you're deafened by thunder, just as we start on our journey under. You'll hear earthquakes and all of the commoner varieties of natural phenomenon. And so below, via radio, to regions where legions of the damned go.
Nero! Do you hear? Nero!
How dare you interrupt me in the middle of a movement of my favorite concerto! You should look to the improvement of your manners!
Sir, if you please, my apologies. I would not have intruded upon your recital if the matter were not so terribly vital.
The most important matter in the world is piddling when it comes to be compared to Nero's fiddling.
Now, what you say may be very true, but I've been sent here to summon you to a great mass meeting of the tortured souls down in the grot of the flaming coals.
A meeting? What for? What's the big idea? Why can't a fella have some peace down here?
Peace, poor soul, can't be found on the premises. This is a region abounding in nemesis.
Now you're talking like a travel folder. Tell me, Violet, before I smolder, why are we meeting? Who's on the spot?
We're meeting in order to fabricate a plot. A plot against a festival that mortal men comfort and gladden in again and again. You see, every year, they get together.
Never mind the facts. I don't want to hear how mortal man acts. The only information about which I care concerns the mass meeting and who'll be there.
His wickedness, Mephisto, will preside.
Naturally.
And several of the Borgias will be sitting by his side. And down in front by the sizzling sodium will be many personalities noted for their odium. Haman, Caligula, Medusa, and Legree.
That's all very nice, but what about me?
Ah, you'll be sitting in Rue, center, between Ivan the Terrible, the Tormentor, and Circe.
Mercy, why they're both deranged!
Do you wish me to see if your seat can be changed?
Yes, if you will, please. Taste comes first, even though a soul may be eternally cursed.
Righto. See you at the meeting, then.
Yes! Now, back to my fiddling again.
This is I, the sotto voce person. It should have been explained that Nero is rehearsing. For nothing in particular. He's just that way. While hellfires burn, he likes to play. It makes him feel a little more at home. It's just an avocation he picked up in Rome.
Something about Christmas, I heard.
Christmas?
The meeting will now come to order! Please. I've called you here from over 60 seas of boiling pitch and blazing phosphorus to stop what constitutes a loss for us. We've lost prestige. And I greatly deplore that we stand in danger of losing more in the way of confidence and spirit. We are far from our goal. We are nowhere near it.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And this is the reason that we've done well in carrying forward the work of hell. We've left a very big job unfinished. After all these years, there is undiminished goodwill on Earth every late December because of Christmas. Now, please remember that as long as this continues to be, the race of man will not belong to me.
Yes.
I will listen now to any questions you may want to ask, and then suggestions.
Oh, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Brother Heyman has the floor.
You say we've done well in our efforts to sell evil. I say we've done better. We've carried out the letter of your law. We've done what I think is a pretty good job. And I say, as a veteran demon...
Sit down there, Heyman. Enough of this folly.
Sit down yourself. You're out of your trolley.
Sit down, for I am Ivan the Terrible.
You're telling us why you're unbearable.
Fellow demons! This is no way to act! I warn you, proceed with a little more tact. I want decorum in this forum. These personal remarks you make must cease. Now, Brother Ivan, speak your piece.
I merely want to say, in a casual way, that Haman is a radical. He always gets fanatical. Why, anyone would think to hear him snort that the work of a devil should just stop short. Anybody'd think to hear him talking that dragons and lizards should stop walking the ways of the world.
Mr. Chairman, Brother Ivan is a demagogue with a brain like a fly and the manners of a hog. Now he says
Now that's enough! We shall hear from others. Surely there must be among you brothers enough of venom and malevolence to crush a mortal man's benevolence. It comes to this. Are we going to let a little holiday like Christmas get the better of us all down here below?
No!
Very well. Let's go. Let's lay down plans to overthrow this Christmas business and all that guff of holly and mistletoe and stuff.
Yes, absolutely, well done.
Mr. Chairman?
Brother Caligula may take the floor.
Mr. Chairman, I abhor, as a former emperor, anything which curbs our rule. I suggest we start right in, manufacturing more sin. Let us give some presents too. Candy sticks and things to chew.
Yum, yum.
Fruits and nuts and little cakes. Poisonous as rattlesnakes.
Delicious.
Now you're talking.
Let our subtlest worker be. By chloride of mercury.
Yes.
Let us wrap in tinsel bright. Little gifts of dynamite. Work things so that men will fear. Whenever 12:25 draws near, soon, at this rate, if you please, men will hang from Christmas trees.
Wonderful speech.
My dear Caligula, permit the chair to say that you've got something there. And now, with this fine start, let's hear some more.
Mr. Chairman, may I level with the devil?
Yes, Brother Nero, you may have the floor.
With all due respects to Caligula's views, I think there's a better method we can use. It's just that lately men are giving the razz to classical music by making it jazz. They're swinging Bach, and what is keener? They're doing the shag to Palestrina. As a connoisseur of music, of course I love the works of Rimsky, Korsakov. But today I note with a bitter shrug they've made Scheherazade a jitterbug.
Much as we admire your clever rhyme, will you get to the point? We're wasting time.
I was just about to say, when interrupted, that Christmas can easily be corrupted. If you take and swing all the Christmas carols, why think of the evil? Just barrels and barrels of sacrilege every time you play a pious song in a profane way. Why, once you entice them to swing Noel, then victory belongs to us fiends! Well?
Yes! Oh, absolutely!
Mr. Chairman!
Mr. Simon Legree.
I'd like to say that it seems to me that you all is barking up a cornless tree. I think Mr. Nero has made a wrong guess. The way to go about it is to get in Congress and bribe a bunch of senators who know their oats and just make a purchase of a block of votes. Then they can legislate a situation where they rule all Christmas right out of the nation. They could all get together and pass a law where there ain't gonna be no Christmas anymore.
Oh, I think Legree's suggestion is a beaut.
It's very cute.
And quite astute.
To me it seems a bit impractical, because you'd have to be so tactical. For instance now, a senator who would sell his vote to our lobbyists might very well go out and become a tool of agencies representing Yule.
By the eternal night, he's right.
Yes.
Mr. Nice. Chairman. Oh. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Miss Borgia.
I think we should all give a pause to think about this Santa Claus. He is the man behind the scenes, the symbol of what Christmas means. If we could rob him out, my friend, our troubles would be at an end.
Right.
Just think how it would tickle us to liquidate Saint Nicholas.
Oh, yes.
A girl like me could fascinate the guy and then assassinate.
Do you think you could do it, pretty one? Are you sure you wouldn't be by pity one?
Sometimes you are an awful tease, my master, Mephistopheles. Ain't I murdered the several dozens? Poisoned uncles, aunts, and cousins? Don't my work down here in Hades make me first among the ladies? Men of virtue all have cast me. I am sure that you can trust me.
Of that we haven't a particle of doubt, Miss Borgia. I'm sure we all have nothing but kind feelings towards you. But many times a woman spy, alas, adores her victims. Dames make poor ambassadors.
Do you imply that such defects are found inherent in my sex?
I do.
Well, listen here, old Ironsides. You're headed for some cyanides. You've crossed a Borgia, and you know the consequences that follow.
Huh? Come, disciples, this is very bad. There's nothing to be gained by getting mad. Suppose we put the matter to a vote. All those in favour of the motion made by Fiend Caligula, which was to shade the glamour of the holiday by using selected poisons of our choosing, all those in favour will please signify by rising to their feet and saying aye.
Aye!
One vote in favour. Caligula's. And those opposed?
Nay!
The motion is defeated. Up we bring the plan of Brother Nero's, viz. To swing hymns and pious music. All those for will please respond by raising up a paw.
For?
And those against?
Nay!
Very well. Now, the project of Legree's. Who is there here who totally agrees?
I do!
Legree votes for himself. And those opposed?
Opposed!
And now, all those who favour Borgia's cause, it being to eliminate Santa Claus.
Aye!
And those opposed? Seems to me the woman has a way with them. At least she's carried the day with them. The motion is carried. Now we will decide which one of us will take Nick for a ride. We'll all draw lots and thus settle the moot point of who will be sent to execute.
I wonder.
This is your old friend, Sotovoce, visiting down where it's eternal noche. Noche is Spanish for night, you know. It's merely a reference, just to show that English isn't all I have to go by. Oh well, I guess I miss my calling. I should have been a lobbyist. You see, I'm stalling to give them time to finish the voting. Let's see, the weather. Now I'm quoting the Daily Hellion. Continued heat both overhead and underfeet. Fresh and moderate gusts blowing up to gale force and then going north by westerly. Light showers of brimstone by the evening hours. That's what it says here. I'm not fibbing. How am I doing with my ad-libbing? This is a thing a gabbers have fun with. Say, the drawings are to be done with. It should be. We expect the results any moment now. As soon as...